Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Art of Seduction, warm, wonderful poetry compelling you to the edge of your seat, sultry, seductive, and scintillating, ink to make you shiver, to make you sigh. I am Pam Ray, and tonight, and a poet on all poetry with a group of poets called Late Night Poets. And also with me is my co-host, Naomi Sarah. Naomi and I are both poets on a website called All Poetry with a group of poets called Late Night Poets. You don't have to belong to the group or the website to call in, to share, to listen, and enjoy, but it is highly recommended. Now, for tonight's show, we ran a contest on All Poetry featuring the artwork of That is a really good question. Okay, I got to look at the contest here. I'm blanking out on the name. The artwork of Ivana Vesovic. And if you don't know her artwork, I highly recommend checking it out. Also, if you get a chance, go to Amazon and check out the poetry anthologies put out by Late Night Poets, because when you purchase those, you not only get amazing poetry, you help support these radio shows. And tonight is our Sensual Poetry Tonight. If you find that this show is not your cup of tea, check out our other shows. We have 1 to 2 shows per night on a variety of styles of topics and poetry, something to suit everybody's taste. And hello, Naomi. How's it going?
Hello. Great. And you?
Oh, absolutely wonderful. Looking forward to tonight's poetry. And, I really liked the artwork that we decided to use as poem. Yeah, beautiful. And the thing is, she has quite a bit of artwork that isn't just sensual. There is sensual stuff, which is what obviously we use for this contest. But I highly recommend, like I said, people check out her artwork because she has stuff that's emotional in other ways, like sadness and anger and happiness. You know what I mean? Like, she paints portraits with a variety of emotions expressed. So,
would be a great topic for a show on emotions.
right? Yeah, there you go. Well, but I am definitely looking forward to poetry.
Yeah. Well, I found that you're the artwork work up tonight was all ahs and moans.
Oh, yes. That is for sure. It is in the ahs and the moans. Well, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to bring Bobby on to join us. So I'd like to say hello, Bobby. Glad you could join us.
Absolutely. Good evening.
Good evening, Bobby.
Good evening.
Welcome.
I'm fine. Thank you for asking. I have to apologize for not providing a SoundCloud because I've never had an experience like I had this evening. Every time I tried to record the SoundCloud, as you saw, Pam, I said it got sabotaged. There was a cat meowing, or there were horns blowing, or there were chirps or beeps, or something was going off electronically on my desk. And after half a dozen times, I finally said, "The hell with this!" I've never had that happen before, but I had alarms going off on my phone. It's ridiculous.
Wow. Yeah. Some nights are just like that.
My goodness, I had one of them.
That all happens to me, too.
Doesn't happen to me because I don't make SoundCloud, but, you know.
I started making them because you had expressed enjoyment at having poets reading their own pieces that I started making a SoundCloud. That way, if I could show up or I couldn't show up, at least I was reading my own work, which it was at your encouragement. So I thank you for that.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm very grateful to you and other poets that do provide recordings, because as I always say, the number one best thing is that we get to have you call in. But the second best thing is if people can provide recordings, because like I say, we get to hear their poetry, your poetry, in your voice.
I couldn't agree more. Absolutely.
Yep. And Naomi, let's go ahead and get this ball rolling, this party started, and what do you got for us first?
Yes, well, first up, we're going to have a poem by Cray Tercepta. I think that's how you pronounce the poet's name. And Bobby, could you give that a read for us?
I would be delighted. I would be, as soon as I can find my, there's the page, getting my electronics all teed up here. Okay, here we go. We have Spring Solo by Cress Tursett. His syllables spill across the screen as she clicks her keyboard, and spring sun suffuses her spine. Translucent fingers trail the hot pressed paper of her back. "Paint me," she whispers to the walls of his warm aura. Prickles fresco a forsythia flare. Twigs burst in lemon lances, wheeling the waste. "Wash me in your wettest watercolors. Brush me in flamingo orange oil," she breathes. Her posterior pouch thighs opening in a liquid gold flush. She sashays to her bathroom, mincing for the mirror, misty lips rounded. Slipping off her stockings, she unbuttons her marble mauve top, cups her breast, slowly fondling nails deftly, sketch emerald tendrils along her abdomen. Then she lifts her short scalloped skirt, slides beneath the lilac organza, softly rubbing her dewy rosette with sweet milky sap, dipping and delving in daubs of daffodil efflorescence. She strokes the glowing gradient to saturation, and star flowers spiral, pothos, vines, and twine, splintering her canvas in a pining piccolo solo. End poem.
Wonderful read there, Bobby, and what a beautiful write by Cress Tursett. I really appreciated this one. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, me too. I mean, she took the painting and she incorporated the painting so well into the writing itself, you know, and of course this is so hot. I mean, you know, wow. The imagery in this is what I really, you know, it's to die for. I mean, pickles fresco, forsythia flare, twigs burst and lemon lances, wheeling her waist. Yeah, and she incorporates it. So many parts of painting in this, like wash me in your wettest watercolors, brush me in flamingo orange oils, and you know, she hot translucent fingers trail the hot pressed paper. "Paint me," she whispers to the walls of his warm aura. She incorporates you know, painting and aspects of painting throughout the poem, which I just loved. But you know, it's written so beautifully. It just flows, you know, effortlessly across the page with such, you know, divine words here. I just love this piece.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have to agree with you. There was wonderful imagery. And it was really the way she did incorporate a few different, you know, references to painting. So wonderful comment there. And Bobby, you read that wonderfully. Your thoughts?
Oh, my goodness. I thought this was a deeply erotic write, but it was steeped in such richly crafted metaphor. The visual imagery was stunning. It was a superbly written word painting. And I think her inspiration from the piece of artwork that she selected, she assembled quite a complex narrative around it. So she got a wonderful imagination and really used the artwork to great effect.
Absolutely. And you're right, this is beautifully erotic. I really like that, and she did incorporate a storyline through it, that the idea of someone performing for their long-distance lover, being sexual in front of their long-distance lover, I thought was a really great storyline incorporated throughout. And just wonderful imagery. Then she lifts her short scalp skirt, slides beneath the lilac organza, softly rubbing her dewy rosette with sweet milk sap, dipping and delving in daubs of daffodil effervescence. She strokes the glowing gradient in saturation. Just wonderful use of imagery and language. Beautiful and filled with passion and desire, and very well done. And what do you got for us next, Naomi?
Okay, well, next we're going to put up our friend Incubus, Pillow Talk. And we don't have a guy on, so, well, Pam, do you want to go give that a read for us?
Sure, I'll be happy to. This is Pillow Talk by Incubus, and it goes like this. Feel that heat upon your lips, that soft you trace with fingertips, the taste of salt that offers bliss, that brings to mind my tender kiss. Close those eyes and see me there, fingers running through your hair, gripped and pulled, your neck exposed as the gap between us is closed. Lips on skin searing like flame, as teeth and tongue tattoo my name, nipping flesh, seeking sweet release, as kisses caress every crease, marinated in cool sweat, the heat of kisses leaves you wet, kissing down from nape to navel, as your legs now grow unstable. Lay you down, mapping your view, not just with lips, but with eyes too. Hills and valleys my fingers walk, as all sounds lost, pillow talk, and poem. And that is a wonderful rhyming poem by, central rhyming poem by Incubus. And Bobby, your thoughts?
With sensual poetry, I find that for me, and I'm speaking in one person, trying to rhyme it is tricky. But this is so artfully crafted, beautiful rhyming, nice, wonderful cadence, very melodic. You did a beautiful job reading it, and it is a very subtly sensual, very well done metaphors, just beautiful visual imagery, very wonderful sensuality.
Absolutely. I have to agree with you, you know, that it's not always easy to do a sensuality with rhyme. But, yeah, he does do a nice job of that with the imagery that he creates. And, you know, with the, I think part of it is also the storyline, a sense of movement created and interaction. So great comment there, Bobby. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I agree. You know, I never tried to write a sensual poem, in a rhyming. But, you know, this is just awesome. You know, he just nailed it here. You know, it's sensual. It has a beautiful, like, a flow, and it is very, seductive piece. You know, the invitation there, close those eyes and see me there, fingers running through your hair, gripped and pulled, your neck exposed as the gap between us is closed, and then the lips on the skin searing like flame. And then I loved it. My favorite stanza was marinated in cool sweat, the heat of kisses leave you wet, kissing down from nape to valley, navel, nap to that navel as your legs grow, now grow unstable. I just love that stanza. This was so wonderfully written throughout. So bravo and kibbutz on this piece.
Absolutely. And that was a nice stanza. I do like how the entire right one stanza flows really nice into the next one. And I liked that stanza. And I also liked the beginning, those lines, that taste of salt that offers bliss, that brings to mind my tender kiss. And then at the end, hills and valleys, my fingers walk as all sounds lost in pillow talk. I thought that ending line was spot on in the idea of two lovers losing themselves to each other and paying no attention to the rest of the world. Very well done. And what do we got next, Naomi?
Oh, what goodies do we got next? We have a poetess queen. And, well, I guess it's my turn to read. So I'll read this one. Drenched sheets. I still hear him. Like a lullaby, as his breath used to tease every cilium along my spine, each moan was a cry of infinite pleasure, seductive, cooing, contented, when he curled against me, leaving me dangling, sipping me as if a glass of champagne savored. Each lick collided, tasting my entirety, biting while I tasted him, breathing all of him. His golden tongue fulfilled my fantasies. Within, I trembled in mental clarity. Just another way I remember him causes me to sigh inside out. All senses were awakened in whimpers of ecstasy, enveloped in the drama played in our dream world, so seductive, I taste his essence hungrily, meowing in slumber, gripping drenched sheets. End poem.
Wonderful read, Naomi. And always a pleasure to read a central rite from Poetess Queen. I like how she brings us the sensuality that of a dream, of dreaming about that someone whose physical and emotional presence means so much to you, that, you know, they come into your dreams and your body reacts to what your mind creates and your mind remembers. Just, she's always, you know, really great with imagery and metaphors. I really like each lick collided, tasting my entirety, biting while I tasted him, breathing all of him. His golden tongue fulfilled my fantasies. Within, I trembled in mental clarity. And in the drama played in our dream world, so seductive, I tasted his essence, hungrily mewling in my slumber, gripping drenched sheets. I like how she brings such a strong physical and emotional reaction to the right. So beautifully sensual and very well done. And Bobby, your thoughts?
Very expressive. I like the way she has divided it, the pregnant pauses, to allow you to the reader to really enjoy what has come before and anticipate what comes next. Great alliteration. See is to tease every cilium along my spine. I love poetry. Where else can you use the word cilium? I mean, it's just great. cooing, contented when he curled against me, sipping me as if a glass of champagne. Wonderful visual imagery. Very, very, not only sensual, but deeply romantic.
Absolutely. You're right. Sensual and romantic. And I, too, like the use of the word psyllium. So I'm glad you brought that up. Great comment there. And Naomi, you read that beautifully. Your thoughts?
Yeah, well, first of all, I want to say sorry to Poetess Queen because it was mewling and slumber, grim, gripping, drenched sheets. And I said meowing. Mewling works much, much better. I just love that, you know, that end stanza there in the drama played in our dream world. It's just, she has all this aura of fantasy and, you know, this deep dreaminess about all this right here, you know. So I think that reflects that picture so well. You know, I think she took that, the essence of that art and just poured it into this writing. You know, when she talks, that stanza there, each lick collided, tasting my entirety, biting while I taste them, breathing all of him. His golden tongue fulfilled my fantasies. Within I trembled in mental clarity. I just love that stanza. And all through, wow, this poem was just so, you know, so sultry and so sensual all the way through. So wow, just wow.
Absolutely. Definitely a poem worthy of at least a couple of wows. So great comment there, Naomi. And what do you got for us next?
Okay. Next I have Kitty the Naughty Poet and Bobby, if you want to go ahead and give that
one. We have a sound card for that.
Oh, we have a sound card. We have a sound card. Ooh, okay.
There we go.
All right. So I'll go ahead and push play, and here we go.
Follow by Kitty the Naughty Poet. I'd follow you across a mountain top, around the sun and past the moon. Float with me across time and space. Follow love's spoken words, desire and lust, infused with sensual pain from flicking fingers, tongue and teeth. Come, follow me through the desert storm. The sun transforms my longing. It's as it surrounds your being, seek pleasure in torment's gaze, writhing as I kiss your flesh with tingle lips so soft and delicate. In tune with the hum of the earth, lay here with me and dance along to my heartbeat. Me and only you, you and only me. End poem.
Wonderful read and write there, Kitty. Thank you for the SoundCloud. It is very much appreciated. And Naomi, your thoughts on this poem?
Yeah, I just love this. You know, the way she puts, you know, if you look at the painting, the background of the painting, it looks as if, you know, there's nature there with all the greenness and, you know, it's as if they're, I don't know, in a field or something. I just, you know, thought of nature really when I look at that picture, the background that they're lying on. And she incorporated that. She went with that in this poem. She put, like, well, I'll follow you across the mountain top, and then she has in follow me through the desert storm. The sand transforms my longing as it surrounds you. And then where does she have lying? In tune with the hum of the earth, lay here with me and dance along to my heartbeat. You know, so she has the hum of the earth there. Lay with me, you know, in tune with the hum of the earth. So I thought she picked up on those aspects of the art and put it into this poem, which I thought was really, really neat. And, you know, this is just a wonderful, wonderful write all through, and I so enjoyed it.
I like that. That was a wonderful comment there. Originally, when I saw this, I honestly thought of it as a couple laying on top of a quilt, or because it looked like they were wearing bathing suits, you know, I got the impression of water. But both reading her poem earlier and listening to your comment, Naomi, I see more. You know what I mean? Like, it's always a wonderful thing to listen to other people's observations, other people's perspectives, and see something in a different way than you originally did. So I really appreciate your comment about the observations about the nature within the background. So very cool. And Bobby, your thoughts?
I enjoyed this piece. I thought it was a beautiful piece of artwork. I'm glad to see that someone was inspired by it. I also was drawn to the last stanza for slightly different reasons. In tune with the hum of the earth, we engineers, especially electrical engineers, know about the 60-cycle hum. And you never realize that you're surrounded by it until you have a power outage. And then the whole house is eerily quiet. And that's when you realize there's always a 60-cycle hum. And that's what I attribute to a happy relationship, is you've always got that, a good relationship has that 60-cycle hum all the time. And I like the way she says, lay here with me and dance along to my heartbeat, specifically addressing where he has his head placed against her breast, hearing her heart. I really enjoyed that she called that out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I like your comment about the 60-second hum and, the being in that quietness and realizing it. And there is and not only is this right sensual, but it's romantic. There's a real sense of
very
closeness. Yep. Absolutely. But I really like this all the way through. I like her use, her delicate use of alliteration with like foot carrying fingers, tongue and teeth. And, that was really nice there. And I like that second stanza. Come follow me through the desert storm. The sand transforms my longing. Surrounds your being. Seek pleasure in torment's gaze. Just a really wonderful, emotive, and sensual line. And very well done. And what do you got for us next, Naomi?
Oh, I have a smoking one for Bobby to read, and she'll enjoy this one. From Stelina, and she's out on the board. Hello, Stelina. Great to have you with us there on the board.
Are the authors listening? No pressure. I better do a good job. Okay, we have Bad Boy. Head tilted back, full lips slightly apart, the appetite within, as if to impart, I'm in charge, says the look in your eyes. You won't resist. I own your size. I know you're right. You see through me, delicious bad boy. Come set me free. Sate your lust. Take the lead. Do what you will. I'm ready to cede. Futile to resist. I know too true. I must give in to my ache for you. And home.
Absolutely. A wonderful read there, Bobby. And what an excellent brevity by Stelina, with the idea of a woman who is very much in charge and knows what she wants. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Oh, yeah, I just love this all the way through. I mean, you know, it starts with head tilted back, full lips slightly apart the appetite within. Oh, my gracious. You know, just from right from the start, you know that this is going to be, you know, really, really hot and really sensual. I just love, you know, you see through me, delicious bad boy. Come set me free. Oh, she went all out on this one. Just a great job, Selena. They're just bravo on this piece. It turned up the heat in the room. Thank you so much.
Yep. Absolutely. Well said there, Naomi. And Bobby, you read that beautifully. Your thoughts.
Thank you. Here was just what we were talking about just a few moments ago. Here's another piece that rhymes. I like the staccato way, the very abrupt, short sentences, very punchy, very directed. But the rhythm of it, the cadence was almost melodic. And I hope I did it justice, because it just, the rhyming scheme is flawless. And it's a deeply sensual piece. I think this is a very deliciously sensual and unabashedly erotic.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well said there. Yes, and I have to agree with you. Unabashedly erotic is a great phrase to describe this. you know, all the way through, wonderful lines that are short and impactful. You know, I really like, I know you're right, you see through me, delicious bad boy, come set me free, sate your lust, you know, take the lead. What wonderful lines there, beautifully written and very well done. And what do you got for us next, Naomi?
Well, next I have a SoundCloud from Kate, Weaver of Dreams. So if you, whenever you're ready, Pam.
All right, and this is Petals by Weaver of Dreams, and here we go. Let me find that, and here we go.
Each flower petal is a kiss I send to you, to cover and caress you when I am out of reach. A soft touch to set each nerve end trembling, with anticipation, waiting for what else I'll teach. My message in the language of flowers is a red rose, a calla lily, a white lily, orange blossom, an apple blossom, which I hope will convey my feelings fully. My passionate love for your magnificent beauty knows no bounds, and your purity and sweetness are my good fortune. Let our love transcend all time, leading us inexorably towards marriage and fruitfulness.
Wonderful reading right there, Kate. Thank you for the SoundCloud. It is very much appreciated. And Bobby, your thoughts on this poem?
I just referred back to the prompt. She did prompt 3, which is a very provocative looking piece of artwork where there's a gentleman, a young man, looking over a bouquet of flowers. That's why I wanted to see where she had drawn her inspiration. And I really love the way she wove. My message in the language of flowers is a red rose, a calla lily, a white lily, orange blossom, an apple blossom, which I hope will convey my feelings fully. And that's actually quite a... the language of flowers was very popular and very well known in the Victorian England. I think it's fallen out of favor, but there is quite a strong meaning to different flowers. And I like the way she invoked that, and it's a deeply romantic piece.
Absolutely, it is. You're right, deeply romantic, And I do like, because the painting there very much focused on the eyes, which, of course, as well, are the window to the soul, and especially those flowers. And you're right, she did a wonderful job of incorporating those flowers into her write. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I just put up the painting in the room for everybody to see. Yeah, me too. I love the way she just incorporated that that painting into the room into her poem. With the descriptions of the flowers, and you know this, and it is very like sensual. It has a tenderness to it too, this poem. I just love, you know, how Kate writes, and her voice and the sound clouds. Oh my gracious, you know, her voice is, it has something really deeply sensual to it, I think, you know, as she's reading. So, you know, just an awesome, awesome write by Kate here, and a beautiful, beautiful made a sound cloud. So just bravo, Kate.
Voice has just the right amount of breathiness.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, I agree.
That's a really good poem. Yep, just the right amount of breathiness. Great observation. And, I like that. Thank you for putting that painting up in the room so everyone could see it, Naomi. I appreciate that. You're right. She does make beautiful sound clouds. And I found this write not only sensual and romantic, but also intelligent. You know, my message is in the language of flowers, because every flower has something it represents, something it's a symbol for. And so I like that she acknowledges that there is a way to speak, to send messages to someone in the language of flowers. And I also really like how she opens up the line, each flower petal is a kiss I send to you. And then the end stanza, my passionate love for your magnificent beauty knows no bounds, and your purity and sweetness are my good fortune. I really like the idea of realizing how fortunate you are to have somebody. So beautifully written and very well done. And Naomi, what do you got for us next?
I have one by Mandy 42. And if you want to give that a read, Pam.
I will be happy to. A Place Near the Harbor by Mandy 42, and it goes like this. She waits in the pre-dawn evening, primrose, for his footfalls to sound through wallpaper halls. Moths die here, feeding themselves silly on bulbs of amber, stripping their wings for a linger with light. Each orange death, it siphons her breath, like the heart in his chest when it's thrummed, pressed against. Tears jewel the back of her tongue, filling the well of perforated lungs, and draws a bucket of smooth reflection. Oh God, vibrates Cimmerian bloom, and her thighs tremble like wet leaves on the bough of golden acres. How he swallowed her baby bird cries with the catch release of his kitten mouth, tongue sinking into silken fleas, and baby, I love you. And another night spasms in a semi-furnished space, and fireworks blow over Sydney Harbor, and shelled stars crumble in the lines of her pain and poem. That was a beautiful write by Mandy 42 that combined a balance of sadness and sensuality, really had an emotional impact. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Well, another author that really looked at that painting and studied it, because if you look at the eyes of the girl lying there, you know, she has like kind of like a sadness in those eyes that I see. And I think she really looked at those eyes, and she wrote this beautiful, beautiful piece. You know, each orange death siphons her breath like the heart in his chest when it thrummed, pressed the game. And then, you know, the way she puts those little lines at the end, like how he swallowed her baby bird cries with the catch, release of his kitten mouth, tongue sinking into silken pleas. And baby, I love you. You know, I just love that she added there, and baby, I love you. I just love how she composed this whole thing, how she crafted it. I don't know. It just has a feeling of nostalgia all around it. It's just so wonderfully composed and flows. You know, the flow is just amazing. You know, I just love the whole thing, right down to that last line, and shelled stars crumble in the lines of your palm, of her palm. You know, just beautiful. Just beautiful, Mandy. Amazing, amazing work here.
Absolutely. You're right. This is beautifully composed. And you can, like you said, you can tell that she really took time to observe the painting and get what she could from the painting. So great observation, Naomi. And Bobby, your thoughts?
I also saw the melancholy in the woman's face. She has what I call the thousand-yard stare. You can tell that she's very contemplative, and the author has woven that contemplative look, the melancholy in here, along with the sensuality, has plated it together and come up with a beautifully woven, complex piece. Again, like you said, very intelligently written. Chimerian Bloom, how he swallowed her baby bird cries with the catch release of his kitten mouth. The metaphors are so well constructed and paint such vivid visual imagery. This is a really splendid write.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're right. And it is beautifully woven, the way she balanced, you said, balanced out the sensuality and the sadness. I really particularly like, oh God, vibrates the Marian Bloom, and her thighs tremble like wet leaves on the boughs of golden acres. And that was a strong emotive ending. And, tears drew the back of her tongue, filling the well, a perfect lung. She draws a bucket of smooth reflection. The idea that she's looking back and remembering the tender moments, you know, and just the wonderful imagery and metaphors, and very well done. And
Sam, did you happen
Naomi.
To notice, did you happen to notice the author's note, which I think is kind of interesting?
Yes. Yes, yes, I did, where she said, you're right, where she says, I know this poem isn't typically sensual, but it's how I was inspired by the artwork. I found it more dark and emotional, but still tried to infuse some sensuality. So, absolutely. I like when people put those author notes in there. Very cool. And what do you got for us next, Naomi?
Okay, next I'm going to put up another SoundCloud. I'm going to put up our Martha. So whenever
right.
you're ready, Pam.
Well, since Martha, I don't know when she put that SoundCloud up, but it wasn't there when,
I'll read it. I can still taste you on my lips, as back into last night my mind slips. You hold me close and take me high, and I love you so much, I almost cry. When he left me, my heart was broken in two. I thought, no way I'd ever make it through. but you came along just in time and rescued me from the ravages of my mind. You lifted me up when you took my hand. You gave my heart a solid place to stand. You gave me everything I could dream of when you took my hand and gave me your love. Now every night you hold me tight, and nothing ever felt so right. And as your hand caresses my skin, I give my heart to you all over again. You lifted me up when you took my hand. You gave my heart a solid place to stand. You gave me everything I could dream of when you took my hand and gave me your love. Yeah, I thought I knew love when he held me tight, but your love led me to the light. The first time I felt your kiss, I knew that love for me was all brand new. End poem.
Wonderful read there, Naomi. Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, definitely deserving of an applause. This is just such a beautiful, romantic, and heartfelt write by Martha. You know, and Bobby, your thoughts?
I have to say, I marvel at how effortless Martha makes rhyming look. She just nails it every time. It doesn't look like she strains over any of it. I know when I try and rhyme things, I swear if it weren't for a thesaurus, I wouldn't write anything. She just makes it look like it flows out of her heart and onto the page. And this is another one of those very a very sincere, heartfelt pieces it is just suffused with so much love and sincerity that I every time I read something of Martha's or hear something of Martha's, it is so heartwarming because her affections are so genuine.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, I like how you said that her heart pours out onto the page. Because you're right, it does. She does have a way of doing that. So great observation there. And Naomi, you read that beautifully. Your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I just loved the opening, you know. I can still taste you on my lips as back into last night my mind slips. You hold me close and take me high. I just love, you know, she put the sensuality into there. But, you know, this is such a romantic piece, you know, right down all through. And I agree with Bobby, you know, the rhyming is just so beautiful and looks so effortless. It just flows so impeccably across the page. I love it just right down to that last line there. The first time I felt your kiss, I knew that love for me was all brand new. I just thought that line was just so romantic and so beautiful. You know, just an amazing, amazing piece here, Martha. So enjoyed it. Just beautiful.
Absolutely. And I too like that she has that sensuality within the first three lines. You know, that right away she grabs our attention. I can still taste you on my lips. And this is beautifully romantic all the way through. And what a wonderful way to end it. The first time I felt your kiss, I knew that love for me was all brand new. The whole idea that, yes, you may have had before what you thought was love, but this is a new and more beautiful experience. So very well done. And Naomi, what do you got for us next?
Well, next I'm going to put up Bobby's piece. So, Bobby, whenever you're ready.
Dokie. this is one of those pieces where I had difficulty selecting the artwork, and once I did, and I started writing, I just got out of its way, and it basically pretty much wrote itself last night and this morning. And it just, what I saw when I looked at the picture. And I know Pam likes mythology, so she ought to enjoy this one. It's called, the pronunciation of the title is Karina. It's Arabic. The merest suggestion of her unclad contours silently stood poised in the bedroom's darkened doorway, almost spectral, unsubstantial, her silhouette blended with the shadows. He more feels her presence than senses her, an almost imperceptible change in the barometrics of the room, as if from the introduction of an unseen radiance. Pausing, she makes her way into the bedroom, an almost undetectable breath of air, an imperceptible euphemia, a slight atmospheric pressure change. Or was it imagined? No, for he focuses his gaze and can barely detect her, umbral prestidigitation performing a shadow show, while her form coalesces and disperses as a veiled illusion. As she moves, the broken shadows play across her face. A faint glimpse of light and the sparkling eyes are disclosed, and a soft shimmer the upturned corners of parted lips revealed. She proceeds with otherworldly silence this dreamlike shade, her skin as incandescent as the moon glow playing across it. He now believes she is there, for he wants to so urgently. Backlighted in the suffused argent glow from the window, the moonlit shadows wrap around her lubricious body, cloaking her indistinct nakedness in a gauze-like gown. He feels the bed move slightly, catches a waft of her musky scent, and she insinuates herself beneath the bedclothes. Her heat warms the air, and now he is certain he is not alone. Breathless, he hesitates, for fear of interrupting this enchantment. This hesitation is short-lived as he feels her skin against his, and her hands slowly begin to explore his body. In his wildest imagination, he could never have dreamt of this. Nothing he had seen or felt before then could have prepared him for the flood of sensations which exploded across his senses. In that night, his perception of reality had been altered, for she had introduced him to a different universe of awareness, to sensuality so intense, pleasure so profound, truth had new meaning. The next morning, he woke to a completely different world, with new facts of existence that his mind could barely comprehend. Yet he knew it to be true. It had happened. She had been there. He gazed about the room, and it held no evidence of her presence, save that the air was suffused with the rich musk of her scent. Nothing to see or touch, not a trace of what he knew to be true. He could not speak of it. He could speak of it to no one, for that would have felt like sacrilege. And yet he knew the truth of it all, that he was hers now, that he felt certain in his core of being, of his being, that this was only the beginning. Last night, she had initiated him into her world, spiritual, mythic, for she herself was the stuff of mythos, so ancient, so Andaluvian, that her existence was lost in antiquity, shrouded by time immemorial. This mystic being had chosen him, and she was not to be denied. Last night, he had wanted to know what to call her, her name. And when he asked, she spoke only one word in response. Karina. End poem.
Wonderful read and write there, Bobby. And I do like that you went with the mythological tale. And you went, you know, I really, as you know, like Greek and Roman mythology, all the usuals. But I also like, very much like that you went with something different, that you went with the Arabic, the Egyptian mythology. So very cool there. A wonderful, the balance and weaving between spirituality and sensuality is just spot on. Wonderful imagery throughout. I like that you allowed your muse to lead you. And there is a certain kind of mysticism within the painting itself, with all the grays and the muted light.
Yes.
Yeah, it has a very much a shadow type essence. Yep, exactly. And I really like this all the way through. It, wonderful descriptions of her movement, pausing. She makes her way into the bedroom, an almost undetectable breath of air and personal euphoria, a slight atmospheric pressure change, or was it imagined? And I like how through their interaction, he gains that second sight, that awareness to how there's so much more in this world that to be offered up to the mind, to the spirit. I really liked how you said, and that night his perception of reality had been altered, for she had introduced him to a different universe of awareness, to sensuality so intense, pleasure so profound, truth had no new meaning. Beautiful, beautiful thoughtful lines there. And then that near the end, with that sudden awareness that he realizes that he belongs to her, and he felt certain in the core of his being that was only the beginning. Last night she'd initiated him into her world, spiritual, mythic, for she herself was the stuff of mythos, so ancient, so Antivonian. Their existence was last in antiquity, shrouded by time immortal. What a wonderful description of her. And the sensuality that, just as I said, beautifully woven throughout. I like that you don't just use imagery. You say things like, save that the air was suffused with the rich musk of her scent. Just wonderful use of scent, and wonderful use of that connection that's spiritual and on a higher plane of existence. So absolutely a wonderful right, and very well done. And
I'd just like to point out that in the glossary that I explained the name Karina, in Arabic superstition, the Karina is a spirit similar to the succubus, with origins possibly in ancient Egyptian religion, or in the animalistic beliefs of pre-Islamic Arabia. A Karina possesses and sleeps with a person and has relations during sleep, is known by the dreams. They are said to be invisible, but a person with second sight can see them. Only certain people are possessed to the Karina.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. I appreciate that you sharing that with us. It's great to always have the extra information. And Naomi, your thoughts?
I thought that, you know, this was such a unique take on that art. You know, just so witty and clever and intelligent. If you look at that painting, like you've already stated, you know, it has that grayness, it has that dreamy-like, kind of a mythical a feeling to it there. And I just love how you ran with that throughout this piece. And, wow, great storytelling here, Bobby. I mean, you know, this was just amazing, and your reading was amazing too. But, you know, the storyline, it just held me there. I was just waiting, you know, to see everything unfold and see what was going to happen. You know, I just loved your first stanza, how you introduce us to the whole poem. The merest suggestion of her unclad contours silently stand poised in the bedroom's darkened doorway, almost spectral, substantial, her silhouette blending with the shadows. Oh, I just love that. That just draws in a reader. I mean, how can you not continue to read after that? And, you know, and you go on. And I love the wording in this. You know, you used such beautiful vocabulary throughout, you know, this piece. So such great word choice all throughout. This is just a magnificent piece. I just ate it up.
It was difficult to start, but once I got it rolling, it seemed to start writing itself.
Mm-hmm.
I was afraid it was too long.
Isn't it nice when a poem does that? And
yeah.
Great comment there, Naomi. And Bobby,
thank
did you want to say anything about your poem?
Again, I all the artwork was so lovely. And I went through it, and I kind of lingered over a couple of different pieces. And I, one thing I will confess to is when I try and write entries for these contests, especially with the art prompts, I look and see what other people have selected, and I try not to pick that, because I figure, you know, someone else has had their thoughts about it, and although sometimes you get some wonderful divergences on the same piece, I try and find something that no one else has touched, just for the diversity of the read and for the program, just to be different. Like I said, the other poem the other night, when they give me ruled paper, I write in the other direction.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yes. Diversity is a wonderful thing, that's for sure. Thank you.
And thank you, Naomi.
What do you got? Absolutely. And what do you got for us next, Naomi?
Next, I have Frank up, our poetic Picasso. And he was wonderful enough to provide us with a SoundCloud. So whenever you're ready, Pam.
All right. Let me find that, and here we go.
She was dressed in a tight bodysuit, smiling at me, looking like a vixen so cute. I was a tiger that she wanted to tame. Her attractive length was calling my name. Her strut was damn sexy and fussy, yet she was an ebony queen so classy. I knew she was the one just for me, the sultry lover to set my passion free. Her eyes seduced me with an exotic wink. She had a sex appeal that made me think, teasing me then with her curvaceous hips, hot butterfly kissing from her wet tulip lips. Her erotic whispers aroused my sensuality, drenching me with lust of the Caribbean sea, tempting me with her mocha flesh and desire. Her dance stoked the orgasmic flame in my fire. I wanted to wrap myself around her thighs, make the wild temperature of the heat rise, uncover the island's mystique under the moon, dip into an eternal tide that made her swoon. She was a dripping chocolate melting into my carnal pleasures, a tsunami soaking me, and the naked waves of hidden treasures. Ole. Ole. in the bone.
Wonderful reading right there, Frank. Thank you for the SoundCloud. It is very much appreciated. And Bobby, your thoughts on this poem?
I always appreciate the way Frank does not hurry through his piece. I always enjoy the fact that, that it is more of a performance than it is a reading, and it allows you to really appreciate the work in it and the wording. I like this one. It has a little sassiness to it. Sauciness to it. I love the background music. I was like Caribbean Queen. Her strut was damn sexy and sassy, and she was an Ebony Queen, so classy. And here we go again. He has rhymed his also and done such a beautiful job. I'm going to have to take back what I said. I cannot write seductive poetry and make it rhyme. It just comes out clunky when I do it. But this is just so smooth and so beautiful. Her eyes seduced me with an exotic wing. She had a sex appeal that made me think. I love it. It's sensual. It's sexy. It's steamy. It's hot. It's fun. And it's frank.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wonderful comment there, Bobby. And you're right. He wonderful rhyme here. And I always enjoy and appreciate the AABB rhyme pattern and use of a consistency in the rhyme pattern. And he actually wrote to the same picture that Poetess Queen wrote to. I always think it's wonderful to see how different poets can interpret and get different things out of a painting, out of a prompt. And, so absolutely, absolutely. Great comment, Bobby. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Oh, yeah. He took us right to the Caribbean. Thank you for that, Frank. Thank you for that journey. In such a seductive right all through. I mean, I just love this. You know what I loved about this is that we get to know the character, you know, how she's dressed, what she's like. I just love that, you know, when you get to really, really drawn in by the crafty writing of a description of a character. And he does that so, so well in this poem, and of course, yeah. And of course he made it so, so, so hot and sensual. I mean, and seductive all the way through and sultry too. She was dressed in a tight bodysuit, smiling at me like a vixen, so cute. Her attractive lace was calling my name. And then her strut was damn sexy and sassy, yet she was an Ebony Queen, so classy. She draws us in like as if we're dancing along with her. I just love this, you know. She was the dripping chocolate melting into my carnal pleasures, the tsunami soaking me in the naked waves of hidden treasures. How beautiful is that to finish it off and just, you know, darn hot. Frank, I just love this so, so much. I was just bathed in the Caribbean Sea and in this character you created here and in your words. So just a wonderful, wonderful right here.
Absolutely. And you're so right, Naomi. He does take us on a trip to the Caribbean. Great observation. And it is beautifully sensual and erotic. And another thing I want to mention that I like that you observed, Bobby, is that Frank takes his time, you know, which really adds to the depth of and the sensuality of a sensual write and read. I did also like that there was, you know, a that he pays tribute not only to the beauty of the woman, but to her attitude, her strut, her that was damn sexy and sassy. Yet she was an ebony queen, so classy. The idea of, you know, being a woman of sensuality and yet being a woman of class, I thought was a wonderful acknowledgement of the spirit of a woman. And then, of course, the physical desire, teasing me then with her curvaceous hips, hot butterfly kisses from her wet tulip lips. Absolutely wonderful use of imagery, a beautiful sensual rite, and just a great ending. She was the dripping chocolate melting into my caramel pleasures. Wonderful lines and very well done.
And can I offer another thought?
What do you
another quick thought, something that you had said just kind of triggered this. If you look at the body of Frank's work, beautiful sensuality, but in each of his pieces, his female protagonists are always very strong, strong characters, very confident in their sensuality, very confident in themselves, and it comes across on the page so clearly, his respect and admiration for strong women. And I have to thank Frank for that.
Oh, absolutely. Well said there, Bobby. And you're right. He does have in his poetry an appreciation for strong women. So observation there. And Naomi, what do you got for us next?
Next, I have up a piece for you to read, Pam, by Simon. So if
all
you could
right.
go ahead. Thank you.
Absolutely. This is A Man by Simon Guest. I am a man, strength of body and mind characterize my being. If I fall, I must rise. If I get thrown down, I must rise. If words strike me, I must rise. I fall at your feet. I want to be held. I need to be held. Tears fall far too much. Reassure me that dreams are just that. No one and nothing will hurt me. My mask falls whilst is high. Bring me within the thine protection. Toward your loving bosom, let me sleep held in your arms. To sleep is all I need. End poem. And Naomi, your thoughts on this poem?
Yeah, well, I thought Simon, you know, he showed us that a real man isn't scared to cry. And, you know, he also brought out in a certain way the powerfulness of a woman, you know, how she can be powerful in being able to comfort her man. You know, I think he did a great homage there to women in general. You know, and this is just so beautiful. You know, I fall at your feet. I want to be held. I need to be held. You know, it's just so sincere in its writing, and that was a beautiful read, by the way, Pam. You know, I am a man, strength of body and mind characterize my being. If I fall, I must rise. But then, you know, he needs that reassurance. You know, bring me within thine fine protection towards your loving bosom. Let me sleep held in your arms. To sleep is all I need. So I just thought this was such a loving and loving poem throughout. Just bravo, Simon, on this piece.
Absolutely. I have to agree. It was a wonderful tribute to women. And also the wonderful tribute to the men who are strong for their family, for their society, but know that there's those times and place, you know, that it is all right to cry. that it is all right to share your emotions. So really great observations there, Naomi. And Bobby, your thoughts on this poem?
I really appreciate the way he is open. Because I'm a man, strength of body and mind characterize my being. If I fall, I must rise. If I get thrown down, I must rise. And that first stanza has done such a superb job of defining the societal and cultural expectations that we place on men in our culture, how we expect them to be strong. And it's funny because this is a personal observation. I watch films from the 50s and 60s, and you see men seeing each other, shaking hands. You know, they're shaking hands. And now you see men hugging one another. Some of the barriers on physical contact have dropped, but it's also allowed men to be more human, more vulnerable. And here's where, in the second stanza, he expresses his vulnerability with such eloquence. And I fall at your feet. I want to be held. I need to be held. Reassure me that dreams are just that. No one and nothing will hurt me. They, as strong as they need or to appear to be, they need that reassurance from someone who understands and loves them and does not judge them, just loves unconditionally. And this whole piece, I think, just speaks to that. Let me sleep, held in your arms to sleep is all I need. Says it with such eloquence. In one hand, it shows the strength of the man, and on the second, his vulnerability, which I think to admit his vulnerability is to show his strength.
Absolutely. And I like that you observed that, you know, and you mentioned that there's that cultural pressure to men. This is a beautiful rite that really balances emotions very well. And I like that it does speak on the idea of a man needing that somebody that he can be vulnerable to, that he can, be emotional to in a society that unfortunately won't allow him or doesn't expect him not to be. There was a tenderness to this, and it was beautifully written and very well done. And Naomi, what do you got for us next?
Yeah, well, next I have one for Bobby to read, if you could.
Woo-hoo!
Please, my darling.
Yes,
it's
ma'am.
By Blue Leader.
I live for these requests. Supernova by Blue Leader 1. sounds like a squadron name. Blue Leader 1. Never mind. I'm sorry. A little flashbacks there. The drugs and therapy do work. Supernova. Sunflower explodes in golden rays the way your kisses do on days. So slowly you revolve on me. So fast you move me, supernova. I'm losing all my breath. The world is embracing space. I melt, and it is better. The future is there for you and I. Melt with me in time. You are my novia. Let's go, Cassiopeia. Your dress is ripped in place. Can you feel it? The dandelions, so glorious.
Wonderful read there, Bobby. And what a beautiful write by Blue Leader 1 with a wonderful use of imagery and metaphors. And Naomi, your thoughts on this write?
Yeah, I just love, like you said, the metaphors used throughout this piece. The sunflower explodes in golden rays. Wow, you know, what a great imagery that is, and a great metaphor for the kisses. just so wonderfully written all through. You know, he put in words like Novia and Cassiopeia, and then I just love the dandelion lions, so glorious. Your dress is ripped in place. Can you feel it? The dandelions, so glorious. You know, this is just like a flower, just blown to pieces here. The whole thing is like I see it like a metaphor. The flower just torn to pieces, and just spread all over, and with sensuality in this too. Just a beautiful, unique kind of take on the prompt, which I find amazing. So just wonderfully written and a beautiful piece throughout here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well said there, Naomi. And Bobby, you read that beautifully. Your thoughts?
Thank you. I liked his astronomical references. The way the title Supernova, which in itself suggests an occurrence of great power and significance, and then the naming of the constellation Cassiopeia. And I think it's interesting if you look at the that was one of the photographs or one of the pieces of artwork that I almost wrote to. And then when I saw that he had written to it, I forced myself to go look for something else. And I'm glad I did, because I like his interpretation. He's given it a very celestial. Here's a woman with her hands forward, her eyes closed, looking like she's standing in a wind, and everything is being blown back. And his piece also suggests the power behind the supernova, the power behind the woman in the piece. And I really enjoyed his interpretation and the way he is wording and his phrasing.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well said there, Bobby. Great comment. And Naomi, your thoughts?
You already
or did
asked
I get your
me,
thoughts,
Pam?
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Yeah. No, I thought this was absolutely beautiful. I really like the references to, like, the supernova, and I thought particularly I really liked this. I melt, and it is better. The future is there for you and I. Melt with me in time. I like the idea that there's that connection, that in an eternity of connection, the idea of
yes.
A long-lasting relationship, exactly. And so slowly you revolve on me, so fast you move me, supernova. That idea of almost, it's almost like the idea of feeling breathless. You know, beautiful, bright, and very well done. And what do you got for us next, Naomi?
Okay, next I have Eric Svensson, and he was nice enough to provide us with a SoundCloud. So whenever you're ready, Pam.
All right, this is Portrait of Intimacy by Eric Svensson. And let me go ahead and start that SoundCloud. Here we go.
Portrait of Intimacy. Afterglow taste lingers, rich and strong like cherry plum tobacco. Pipe carefully filled, gently pressed down with thumb. Pipe loveress presses against palm. Conjugal ritual of intimacy. Hasty, heady drag on a fag won't do. For extracting cold-pressed olive oil is a process of patience. Intimacy is a rebel with a cause. iconic James Dean portrait, Drag on a Fag, Quickie conceptualized, Cherry Plum Tobacco from Another Stable, Flurry of White Lipizzana Tails Spiral Like Smoke, Deaf Deliberate Steps to Intimacy's Serene Dance, Horse Whisperers Understand the Beauty of Intimacy, Obsidian Eyes Look Out from Dappled Dark Shadows, Dark Hues of Blue Saturate Portrait Background, Gathers Like Tempestuous Thunderclouds, Impatience with Intimacy Forks Lightning, Quick Drag on a Fag, Wham Bam Thank You Meme, Even 15 Minutes of Fame Takes Too Long, Supersonic Sensory Satisfaction Imperative, Painted Portrait of Intimacy, Pigments Applied with Care, Like Rich, Strong Cherry Plum Tobacco, Carefully Plied Within Pipe Head, Gently Pressed Down with Thumb, Pipe Lover Rests in Palm, Like Paint Applied on a Canvas, Intimate Art Addresses the Heart of the Matter, Uncanny Remembrance the Portrait Brings of Youth's Unbridled Hurry, Cut to the Chase, Ace of Base, Cello Maker Intimately Labors, Crafts an Instrument Durable Like Love, For Skilled Fingers Will Stimulate Cello Strings, Intimately Lean Into to Extract Love's Elixir, Powerful Chords Speak of Intimacy's Irrepressible Accord, Provokes Like Smell of Beloved Cherry Plum Tobacco Spirals. End poem.
Wonderful read and write there, Eric. Thank you for the SoundCloud. It is very much appreciated. And just a reminder, everyone, if you're unable to call in, the next best thing is to record your poem so we can hear your poetry in your voice. Bobby, your thoughts on this poem?
My goodness, this is a very complex piece. I see several layers in here, and I think they're very subtle, and I don't know if he intended them, but this is what I'm seeing. He's got his interpretation of the prompt is interesting. The young man with a cigarette dangling from his lips. And oh, taste lingers, riches, tobacco pipe carefully filled. What I'm seeing here, what I'm hearing, is that cigarettes and young people and instant gratification all seem to be the equation. Whereas as you get older, you're more inclined to linger, to take your time with things. And I like his analogy, and I don't know if he's a pipe smoker or not, but I've dated pipe smokers. I've lived with pipe smokers. My father was a pipe smoker. And the one thing about pipe smokers, they pack their own pipes. There's a technique. There's a loving technique to it. And unless they really trust you, they will not let anybody else pack their pipe for them. And I used to pack my father's pipe and my boyfriend's pipe once I found out how they liked it. And that is an exercise in trust, because if it's not packed properly, it won't stay lit. And a pipe, if you think about it, is a very intimate thing. It's not something you just smoke and incinerate and then throw away the cadaver. The pipe stays with you. It absorbs the oils in your hands. It absorbs the oil from your body. It becomes an extension of a part of you. And I see this in his poem, the intimacy of the pipe, the intimacy of the cherry plum tobacco. And again, he says it in the second to the last stanza, pipe lover rests in palm like paint applied on canvas. The stanza, especially that one, the description of how a pipe is handled and how it is cared for is really quite detailed and quite accurate. And I'm overflowing here. So I'm going to stop now. But seriously, I see this is a really cerebral rite. And unless you've got a really intimate knowledge of pipes and pipe smokers, there's a lot of attention to detail here that might be lost.
I like that comment there, Bobby. And you're right. There is a kind of something so personal about the pipe. And I really like that your observations on that. And there is a wonderful attention to detail within this rite. So wonderful comments and observations there, Bobby. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I'm amazed by Bobby's comment there. You know, all her the reference to the pipe here and the smoking, and you know, it helped me understand more in depth this poem and grasp all the intricacies everything that's throughout the poem. I just loved, you know, Eric has a way of you know, writing these so in-depth, intelligent writes. They're so rich, you know. He just has a rich comprehension of the English language, and he uses it so wonderfully. I love how he uses in a way the not only the but also the smoke that comes out of it almost,
yeah.
You know, it makes it all sensual, like even the smell, the strong cherry plum tobacco, you know, it makes it, yeah, it makes it the whole thing. Yeah, it makes the whole thing just bathe in an aura of, a sultry. I found this piece really, like, sultry all through. And, you know, right down to where he talks about the cello strings, you know, for skilled fingers will stimulate cello strings. Intimately lean into extract love's elixir, powerful chords speak of intimacy, irrepressible accord provokes like smell of beloved cherry plum tobacco spirals. And I think he brings all the poem together in that those last lines. Just an amazing, amazing, rich, deep right here. So intelligent.
I'm glad you mentioned the smoke. I had it in my mind and I forgot. You're right that the difference in the quality, the richness, there's an aroma to pipe tobacco that is just it's an acquired taste, but there is no aroma to cigarette smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And he says, hasty, heady, drag on a fag won't do. And there mm-hmm. There it is. I think he's equating the haste of youth with the patient's maturity.
Hmm. Absolutely. A wonderful comment there, Naomi. Great observation. And, yeah, I too like that the attention to detail and this beautiful sensual right. And as was mentioned, the haste of youth giving way to the patience of age and the wisdom and the realization that there's a tenderness in taking your time. I also really like that he keeps mentioning the scent of the tobacco, that cherry plum tobacco. There's a real wonderful use of using more than just the images that you see, you know, the scent and the memories. I also really like supersonic sensory satisfaction imperative painted portraits of intimacy. You know, I like that he brought in so much of the painting. And even when he mentions the intimacy is a rebel with a cause, iconic James Dean portrait, you know, he really, there is a very, in the portrait painting that he chose to write to with the young man, there is a that James Dean look to him, that rebellious look.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I like that he captured that. And carefully piled within pipette, gently pressed down with thumb, pipe lover rests and palm like paint applied on a canvas. Just absolutely beautiful lines with a wonderful sensual undertone to them, and beautifully written and very well done. And Naomi, what do you got for us next?
Well, next I have a write-up by Vamped Vixen, and Bobby, since you adore reading for us, can you give that a read for us, please?
I'd love to. I'm refreshing my screen here, so here it is, and it's opening up, and here we are. Oh, yeah, great, and a great piece of art, too. Okay, we have Lodestar by Vamped Vixen. Weightless and without oxygen, he breaks, plunging off course, lost in the galaxy's deepest darkness as salt makes lines on my king's face and his world shatters around him. Inside those dark forest eyes that bloomed evergreen on better days, a huddled refugee seeks shelter as shadows dance across his horizon, battles refusing to be kept at bay while cannons just keep firing. Spinning out on black ice poison, his body a lightning rod in this storm, all bolts striking, flashing in precision until his compass is crushed to shards. So I send my fortress ships out, the queen to lead her soldier home and tether him to my lighthouse like an astronaut anchored to my warm breaths of oxygen, with tiny nudges against his back, lips pressed on the nape of his neck, I call him home. Come back to me. Come back to me. Come back to me. End poem.
Wonderful read there, Bobby. And here's another beautiful and tender write with a sense of longing that uses the universal, the space imagery, like the stars, and it's just really beautiful. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I thought, you know, he really took that painting and again put their interpretation, like a beautiful interpretation into that painting. You know, it's so emotional and so beautiful. You know, it's just, like you said, Pam, we feel the longing in this poem, you know, and, you know, he just captured that whole scene and that painting with so much depth to it, you know, and gave it like a, I just loved the end of it, you know. So I send my fortress ships out, the queen to lead her soldier home and tether him to my lighthouse like an astronaut anchored to my warm breath of oxygen. I just love that warm breath of oxygen. And then with tiny nudges against his back, lips pressing the nape of his neck, I call him home, come back to me. You know, I just love that, because when you look at that painting, you know, I think he got or she got all the essence out of that painting. And you just a wonderful job here. Just so, such a beautiful write.
Absolutely. And I have to agree with you. She definitely got the essence out of that painting. And for anyone that doesn't know, and I was one of those people that didn't know it, a lodestar is a star that is used to guide the course of a ship, especially the pole star. Or it's also a person or thing that serves as an inspiration or guide. And it's always great for me. Like, I love learning new words. And by learning that about that word, it really does add to the depth, for me anyways, of the poem. And as you mentioned, Naomi, this is just a really deep write, and great comment there, Naomi. And Bobby, you read that beautifully. Your thoughts?
Thank you. A deeply emotional piece, very profoundly emotional. And I am, as I was thinking and listening to the comments, it is almost a wonderful companion piece to Simon Guest's poem earlier about a man. And he talks about the strength of a man and wanting to be able to drop those barriers around his partner. And here's the partner saying to her man, I realize that you have the weight of the world on your shoulders sometimes, but come back to me and let me lift that burden from your shoulders. And she says it with such elegance and love. This is such a very tender, tiny nudges, lips pressed on the nape of his neck. That was one of the things when I had a partner, the one thing I really enjoyed was coming up behind him, putting my arms around his waist and just resting my head against his back. And it is just such a bonding feeling to it. And this is what she's talking about doing. And she's telling him that she's there for him. I send my fortress ships out, the queen to lead her soldier home. Beautiful. She's saying, I've seen you on better days. I've seen you on bad days, and I am always here for you. So this is a beautiful piece.
Truly is, and you're right. There's a tenderness to it, and just absolutely romantic and beautiful. I really like Weightless and Without Oxygen. He breaks plunging off course, lost in the galaxy's deep darkness. She opens up right away with the idea of someone who feels lost and then, you know, finds their way back, finds that guidance, that support that they need, and tether him to my lighthouse like an astronaut anchored to my warm breath of oxygen with tiny nudges against his back, lips pressing the nape of his neck. I call him home. Just a beautiful and profound write on the idea of calling somebody back from the sadness that has them, you know, spiraling, and beautifully written and very well done. And Naomi, what do you got for us next?
Well, next I have a piece up by Poetic Creations. So I'll go ahead and give this a read. Deep waters. In the absence of a rib, he was gifted the ability to be whole. Two bodies united at hip and loins. Flesh spoke not as the shallow rivers where white cat rage and hurl rocks against its foundation. But their coupled flesh sung soft songs like those gentle waves of deep seas on clear and sunny days. Deep is the river joined, soft is its voice, subtle are the currents until the river flows to meet the sea. End poem.
Great read there, Naomi. Absolutely, and a beautiful central rite by Poetic Creation. And Bobby, your thoughts?
This is a deeply, I've been using that word a lot this evening. I got to find another word. it's a very, very emotional rite, soul-searching, very introspective. This is not so much sensual as it is a commentary on the strength of the relationship and how it can, flesh spoke not as the shallow rivers where white caps rage and hurl rocks against its foundation. But their couple flesh sung songs, soft songs, like those gentle waves of deep sea. They can, their relationship is so strong that it can endure anything. And this is said with such elegance and grace. And it's actually, it's almost a brevity. It's a beautifully done piece.
Absolutely. And, well, you know, it definitely is. I understand what you're saying. Sometimes you, in your comments, I do the same thing. I want to find new words. But we've had so many deep rites tonight. It's difficult not to say that word because it's so true.
Got to find another adjective.
Yeah, exactly. Time to go to thesaurus.com and find a new adjective.
Time to go adverb shopping.
There you go. Exactly. But I do really like that you mentioned how this is a very introspective piece, because it really is. And great comment there. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, well, you know, this is very, he wrote spiritual. You know, I think of Adam and Eve, you know, the absence of a rib there when God created the humankind. You know, he gifted, the man gifted the woman with a rib. He took a rib to create the woman form. You know, I just love that whole aura of spirituality around the whole piece. And, you know, I love how, but their coupled flesh sung soft songs like those gentle waves of deep seas on clear and sunny days. And then the deep river at the end there, when he takes soft is its voice, the river join there, and subtle are the currents until the river flows to meet the sea. You know, the joining of the two bodies as in the creation of male and female, I think, you know, it just so beautiful the way he took the prompt and then played with it here. Just beautiful, just a beautiful rite.
Absolutely. Great comment there. And you're right, there's a spirituality to this in the reference to the creation of woman by taking the rib from man. So great observation there. And I really did like that opening line. In the absence of a rib, he was gifted the ability to be whole. That idea that when two people together making a whole, making each other whole, And I really like this all the way through, but their coupled flesh sung soft songs like those gentle waves of deep seas on clear, sunny days. That is such wonderful imagery there. It's beautifully written and very well done. All right. Naomi, shall we go ahead and fit one more in?
Yeah, well, we'll fit one more in. We're going to go with Forgotten Dream with Heat Wave. And I'll let you girls decide who's going to read this one. Who's going to read it? Do you want to read it,
Naomi?
Pam?
I'll go ahead and read it. That's fine. I'll give it a read. All right. This is Heat Wave by Forgotten Dream. And it goes like this. The marmalade sun dips languidly in daydream skies, cushioned by blooming fuchsia clouds. Humid air hangs thickly, and we plunge supine on smooth sheets, cooling fibers sticking to damp skin. The ceiling fan humming, a white noise soundtrack as we breathe, whispers posing like statues. My hand stretches like tendrils, grazing bony wrists, searching for soft palm to nestle in. Fingers slowly weave together, short squeezes send silent colds, tingling touch buzzing from tips up my arms. Heads loll and eyes lock, lopsided half smile, piercing pupils and flows directly to my chest. I shift, rolling closer to you, and place dewy petal lips on melting mouth. Heat radiating, our flames twist like braided candles burning against evening's velvety backdrop. End poem. Oh, what a beautiful sensual rite by Forgotten Dreams. Wonderful, wonderful imagery and metaphors. And Bobby, your thoughts?
Great word painting. Terrific. I mean, from the start. Marmalade sun dips languidly in daydream skies, cushioned by blooming fuchsia clouds. I mean, what a striking word painting right there. And then there are so many well-crafted and richly visual metaphors in this piece. And it's just a really very well-crafted, well-written piece, short squeezes and silent codes, lopsided, half smile pierces people and flows directly to my chest. This is a very romantic piece. I would say more romantic than sensual. It's captured a very profound romance here. Very nicely done.
Absolutely. Wonderful comment. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Oh, yes, I agree. And others, this is such a beautiful write. I mean, so eloquently written. I just love that last stanza where she has the, I shift rolling closer to you and place dewy petal lips on melting mouth, heat radiating, our frames twist like braided candles burning against the evening's velvety backdrop. I mean, how beautiful is that? The braiding of candles. Just such a beautiful write all throughout with amazing, amazing, clever, and beautiful metaphors in this. Just beautiful.
Absolutely. I have to agree. I liked that part to the end. And I also like the attention to detail with the humid air hangs thickly, the ceiling fan humming, a white noise soundtrack as we breathe the whispers, posing like statues. Wonderful attention to detail. She really brings us into the moment. And just absolutely beautiful imagery and metaphors and just a strong romantic feel to it. And so tender and very well done. And I would like to say thank you to Naomi, as always, for being a wonderful co-host. Thank you to Bobby for calling in and hanging out with us. Thank you to Frank and Robbie and Stell for hanging on the board. You are all very much appreciated. And thank you to everyone who wrote for the show, is listening now, or will be listening later. We truly appreciate you all. And have a good night, everyone.
Good night. Good night, Pam. Good night, Bobby. That was wonderful tonight. Good night, everybody.